How do you support yourself?
I model.
She was getting by on her looks.
How much money did you give her, sir?
Approximately $2,500, ma'am.
She's unemployed.
That was last year, ma'am.
She doesn't work now either.
Now she is a model.
But the truth wasn't pretty.
She needed a car to get back and forth to work.
Back and forth to what work?
To her photo shoots.
She wasn't doing photo shoots.
Okay, ma'am. I can only trust her.
You know, there's a difference between trust and acting stupid.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Marcus Doyle is suing his former friend, 22-year-old Chelsea Mason, for unpaid loans to buy and register a car, pay her rent, and purchase a plane ticket.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 155 on the count in the matter of Dial versus Mason.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Dial, I read your complaint and the answer to the complaint. The defendant, you say, owes you some money as a result of a series of loans that you made to her. Ms. Mason says that while you did, in fact, give her money, there were never any loans. They were gifts that you made to her because she was in need. I gather from Ms. Mason, at least from what she says, that you met her on a trip to...
I met her in Oswego, New York, last year.
And according to her, you met when you asked her for directions.
Yes, ma'am.
Explain that to me.
I was out looking for a Walmart in the area. I did see Chelsea at a convenience store. I did ask her for directions. And from there, we kind of struck up a conversation, became friends, and hung out quite a bit within the next 2 weeks that I was on the job assignment.
What kind of work were you doing?
Nuclear maintenance work.
What kind of work were you doing?
I don't work.
How do you support yourself?
I'm a student. I model.
Okay. How much money did you give her, sir?
Approximately $2,500, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
$2,586.
For what?
A car, purchase of a vehicle.
Well, tell me about it.
Yes, ma'am. On May the 17th is whenever I give her the money for a vehicle. Prior to that, let me back up.
Well, if you met her and hung out with her, Mr. Dial, you would know she doesn't work. She's unemployed.
That was last year, ma'am.
She doesn't work now either.
Now she is a model. She
doesn't
had stated
work.
To me that she was a model at this
she
time.
She may have stated to you she was a model at that time. But, Mr. Dial, she wasn't working then and she's not working now. So how did you expect her to give you back $2,600?
I had seen her ad online with her pictures, knowing that she was a model.
Show me.
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Can I see that? Yes, sir. Okay, very good. Now, that doesn't mean she has a job. That means she's advertising to pose for pictures. So, Mr. Dial.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you briefly to go through what you gave her money for.
Yes, ma'am. On the 17th of May, I gave her $1,000 for a 94 model Lexus. I believe it was 94.
May 17th, 2000 and...
12.
You gave her $1,000 for a Lexus. What date did you meet her?
The second time I met her was this year of May 9th.
Well, the first time you met her was asking her for directions in front of a 7-Eleven.
Yes, ma'am.
And what date was that?
It was April of 2011.
Okay. And then you didn't see her for a year?
We hung out quite a bit within those 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I was there last year, got very close with each other.
You got very close. How close, Mr. Dial? I mean, if you read her ad, you saw she was married. She comes to work, according to the ad that she posted on the web, she comes to work with her husband. So don't think about doing anything weird.
That was this year, ma'am.
That was what year?
Of 2012. That's when I found out that she was married and back with her husband. In 2011,
okay.
She was married, separated.
That's what she told you?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. So now you met her again a year later, and you met her on May 9th. And then she told you on May 9th that she's back with her husband, because that's what you read here.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? So she's back with her husband. So what are you doing giving her $1,000 for a Lexus?
She stated that she was leaving her husband, very bad relationship. The weekend of the 12th, 13th of May, she left her husband, said he had took the vehicle, has two children, that she needed a car to get back and forth to work.
Back and forth to what work?
To her photo shoots.
She wasn't doing photo shoots.
Okay, ma'am. I can only trust her.
Yeah, okay, trust. Go ahead. Come on, Mr. Dial. You know, there's a difference between trust and acting stupid.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a reasonable job. You sound like a reasonably intelligent guy. Yeah. Either you weren't thinking with a part of your anatomy that it's above your neck, or you weren't being smart. I'm not sure which one. So let's move on. May 9th, you saw her again. May 17th, he gave her $1,000 for a Lexus. What's next?
On the 21st, I gave her $500 for the insurance and fines that she had to pay to get the car registered.
What kind of fines did she have to pay?
Ma'am, I do not know.
So you gave her another $500?
Yes, ma'am.
And between the 9th and the 21st, how much time did you spend with Miss Mason?
I was in Texas on a job assignment.
So you were very close like you were the year before?
The year before, we had spent quite a bit of time together.
I heard you. I got it, Mr. Dial.
Okay.
I'm not stupid, you know. Keep going.
On the 26th, I gave her another $400 to actually have the car registered.
Great. What's next?
On the 31st, I gave her $275 to help her with her rent.
And?
The final money was for an airline ticket for her to come out to Oregon, where I was at the time, so that we could travel across the country back to New York, spend more time together.
Great.
We stayed.
And where were her children?
Her children was to be kept with her mother. She did not come to Oregon because child care fell through.
That's what she told you?
Yes, ma'am. That's what she told me.
Mm-hmm. Great. So?
So, basically, we did not spend a lot of personal one-on-one time together. The year of 2012, we spent more time on the phone talking and building our relationship in 2012 by phone.
2012, you're talking about 3 weeks in May.
Yes, ma'am.
When you got snookered out of $2,600.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you want from the courts, Mr. Dial?
Your Honor, in the conversations prior to me giving her money for the purchase of the vehicle, she stated, and I had no reason to doubt her, that she had a job.
What do you mean you have no reason to doubt her? You didn't know her, sir. It's a woman that you met on the side of the road. You spent 2 weeks with her when she was allegedly separated from husband. Then you don't hear from her for a year. Then you hook up again a year later, and 3 days later, you give her $1,000. I mean, what do you mean you had no reason to doubt her? You had every reason to doubt her.
Okay.
If you were thinking with this, okay. Couldn't pay her rent, couldn't pay her fines, so she couldn't get a license, had to take care of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Couldn't pay insurance, and you never saw a paycheck.
I see all this now.
Just a second. Well, I know we see all this now, Mr. Dial. So what I'm asking you is, what do you want from the courts?
I would like to have the reimbursement on this money that she told me that she could repay me.
Oh.
She had two children.
She had two children. Where are your two children now?
And my mom's.
And where do you live?
In Phoenix, New York.
And where does your mother live?
In Phoenix.
You live with your mother?
I'm staying with her.
So that your children live with your mother because you're staying with your mother?
Yes.
When do they see their father?
They don't.
How long has it been since they've seen their father?
About 2 months.
Did you ever tell him you would pay him this money back?
No.
Why do you think he gave you the money?
To help me.
Did you tell him you needed help?
Yeah.
Did you ever meet her children, Mr. Dial?
Yes, ma'am.
How many times?
One of the children I met two or three different times, both of them together, May the 9th of this year.
May the 9th?
Of this year.
Where?
Yes, ma'am. We met at IHOP. It was crowded. We left and went to a McDonald's, sat and had coffee. The girls, her children, I bought little ice cream cones just so we could visit.
And then you saw the other child when?
Last year when Chelsea and I met.
I'm talking about this year.
This year is when I met both of them.
So you've met both children once, really?
Yes, ma'am.
And nothing since? She needed money for rent. Did you go to the apartment where she was living?
No, ma'am. I was in Texas on the job assignment at that time.
When did you move in with your mother?
About 2 weeks ago.
And where had you lived before that?
Buffalo, New York.
With whom?
Just me and the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dial. I can't help you, sir. You got snookered out of $2,600.
Ma'am, I have two emails, text messages right here that states Chelsea did say that she would pay me back.
Fine. I'm going to take a look at them. Well, so the first email that I'm seeing is on June 6th. And you say to her, I'm kind of hurt that you haven't sent me a single email all day. That's what makes me question your feelings for me. I hope you've just been busy. And then she says, still no phone, no gas. We just can't bring the kids, need a printer. And that was also Wednesday, June 6th. And then it says, how long will it take you to get to Walmart? And then she says to you, just leave me alone. I will try and repay you as quickly as I can. I'm gone for good, sick of threats by men and being treated like not well. And then you say to her, did you intentionally turn off your phone or do you need me to pay your phone bill so it will be turned on? Sir, I can't help you. You got snookered. You were a man who was smitten. Smitten by somebody who clearly either wasn't smitten with you or used you for money. Either way, courts can't help you. You had no legitimate expectation of being repaid a penny. Not based on this, and not based on the emails. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Pardons are excused. You may step out.
It was all to get her car established for her and her two girls.
Do I have to make a comment?
I really have no regrets for helping her out due to the fact of her two children.
I don't really want to make a comment.
Had she not had children, I probably would not have gone near as far as I did to help her.
No, that's...
I can't trust people, obviously. Society is just like this.
Well, in front of Judge Judy.
It's very sad.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Calder versus Whipple. Step forward.
Maria Calder is suing her former friend, Tashila Whipple, for a loan to pay her storefront lease.
Ms. Calder, you claim a loan to the defendant, who was a friend of yours.
Yes, ma'am.
The entire amount of the loan is $900.
Correct.
When did you make her the loan and why?
I made her the loan on February 1st of 2012. She had called me that morning early, crying and frantic, saying my store is going to be closed. I'm 2 months behind in my rent. My dream is gone. I don't know what I'm going to do for my two kids. I don't know who I'm going to turn to. Can you help me? I said, okay, look, calm down. Please contact your landlords and find out if they would be able to waive the late fees. What is the amount that you would have to come up with? She said, they're not going to do this. I've been late with my rent before. This
what
is
kind
it.
Of store did you have for business?
It's a community thrift store. We support an average of 12 nonprofits.
And you make your money how?
I don't. I have a husband who works, and we live paycheck to paycheck trying to build.
No, I'm talking about this store that you have, what you pay rent on. I just am asking you how you make money. It's a community thrift store.
Right, so things...
Explain to me how it works.
Things are given and sold as a thrift store.
And who's supposed to pay your rent?
That's what pays the rent.
What pays the rent?
The stuff that is sold. We give and we sell. We sell to stay open. We give because that's what we were built to do.
So some of the money you give away?
We don't give away money. We give away whatever we can. We're a hub. So things are donated. If it's used for, say, if it's given to the homeless, it's put in the back in an area for that organization.
Well, what do you sell?
Stuff that's higher end that doesn't need to be given to people that are, you know, just off the street.
I just want to know how your business works. Are you a 501c3 charity?
We're not. That's You're everything about to, is given.
I just answer my question.
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why in business would I do that? Why would I close off that much space, put myself in a bigger hole, and pay the money back, and her keep all of the money that she makes? It doesn't make any sense business-wise.
Well, I'm going to explain why to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Maria Calder says former friend Tashila Whipple owes for a loan to pay her business lease. Tashila claims she allowed Maria to use her store as a kickboxing studio.
Now, you said you'd keep the higher-end stuff that you sell and the lower-end stuff you put in the back and you give away. And the stuff that you sell in the front of the store, since you don't give any money to charity, you keep for yourself.
It supports the rent and the overhead, yes.
But you're not a charity.
No, it's a brand-new concept store.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nobody
Great.
That is in business to
Fine.
Give everything.
So you needed rent. And you gave her $900.
I did, Your Honor. I brought $900 to her.
How much did she pay you back?
She's not paid me a dime to date, sir. Your Honor, I'm sorry.
Go. Now I'll hear you.
So what she's missing out is that she is teaching a kickboxing class. She wanted a space. She needed a space. I had a space. I could help her build her business.
You had a space where?
In the store. I closed over 650 square feet off for her, which cost me $454 a month just to close off. She was my friend. So it was a beneficial, symbiotic thing. I was in need. She offered. I said, this is what I can do for you. Let's talk about it in 6 months. Let's see where we are. I mean, why in business would I do that? Why would I close off that much space, put myself in a bigger hole, and pay the money back, and her keep all of the money that she makes? It doesn't make any sense business-wise.
Well, I'm going to explain why to you. Because at the time you made the phone call to her, you were in dire straits. And you needed $900. That's one explanation. She says that there was never an agreement with regard to bartering for this loan. But now I'm going to ask you a question, Ms. Calder.
Yes, Your Honor.
When did you start teaching kickboxing in her store?
April 16th, Your Honor.
4/16, 2012.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you stop teaching kickboxing in her store?
July 19th.
So you were there for 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
How many days a week?
3 days a week, Your Honor, plus private classes.
Where had you been teaching kickboxing before?
Well, at the time I met her, I was teaching at Robinson's Taekwondo, which is...
So you were teaching in somebody else's place on a salary or on a...
It was on a salary. I was hired. I had an employee contract. I taught 3 times a week.
So you wanted to start your own business?
I had been thinking about doing that. Absolutely, yes, Your Honor, expanding it, basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal to have a place to teach for, let's say, $200 a month in rent, and you teach there 3 days a week. That sounds like a pretty good deal. 6 months go by, the $900 is a wash, and you've started your business.
May I respond, Your Honor?
Sure.
In teaching in the back of her thrift store, she had an unused multi-purpose space that she had tried to get coffee stations up and running. She had open mic night in that unused space that she said she kept for me, which it was not just for me. She had this already there open.
Just a second. Once you started working there on April 16th, was it used for anything other than your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Whatever monies I generated from the classes I taught would be mine until the loan was paid in full. She agreed to this. I have the text messages.
I'd like to see that.
Your Honor, may I say, too, I have a text message when I said, where do we stand on the $900?
Don't tell me. Show me.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Maria Calder says, former friend to Sheila Whipple owes for a loan to pay her business lease. Tashila claims she allowed Maria to use her store as a kickboxing studio.
Now, what was it used for?
It was used for open mic night. She also had quilting on Saturdays with a group of women that came in and set up tables for sewing quilts.
For a hospital.
Just my own information. Open mic night is what?
It's where some musicians come in and they spend an hour and a half playing. It's not a space that they need all the time. It's
No, I'm just asking. Hey, asking you a question. Open mic night, what do you mean? Do people pay to come and listen to them?
No, it's a community service.
It's a community service. And the quilting?
Is for UC Davis Children's Hospital.
So nobody pays to use that space for that?
And it's not full-time.
Just a second. I don't care if it's full-time. Neither is this full-time. So it's not full-time, but nobody gets any benefit out of it. When you taught your kickboxing?
Yes, ma'am.
How many students did you have?
I had 0 for the first month and a half.
And after that?
I still had students that would drop in. But
just
I had 4 that...
How many students did you have?
I had 4, Your Honor, that paid.
And the 4 students that you had, did they pay you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's the difference between open mic night and a quilting bee for a charity. You are in a business, and open mic night and quilting bees are for no money. You're a business.
Absolutely.
That's different.
Your Honor, may I respond? Your Honor, I'm not also in the business of loaning money to people without interest being paid on it. And she agreed to have interest paid on it. In lieu of paying me interest, I would be able to keep the money, whatever monies I generated from the classes I taught, would be mine until the loan was paid in full. She agreed to this. I have the text messages.
I'd like to see that.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your Honor, may I say, too, that I have a text message that says, when I said, where do we stand at the $900?
Don't tell me. Show me.
I have them right here. And she responded with...
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
How much interest do you think you're entitled to on $900?
Your Honor, I had no idea what it would be. She had no money to give me as far as interest. So I thought, as being a friend, I would say, look, I had to purchase mats to put down to teach the classes in her store.
Okay. Clearly, there was not a meeting of the minds over whether or not this bartered space was going to be used as interest or as principal payment on the loan. So the loan still exists. The loan is $900. Judgment for the plaintiff, $900.
Thank you, Your Honor, very much.
That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He hired his ex's daughter as a favor.
If I didn't know her personally, I would have fired her a long time ago.
But now...
She still works for you.
Yes, Your Honor.
Woo! She's got you in a vice.
Judge Judy.
Miscommunication and business and money. get involved, and it's not pretty.
She felt like she could take advantage of people.
I think people feel an entitlement, and everybody works really hard for what they do, and nobody's entitled to anything.
I took the diamond out of my ring and pawned it for her because she was a friend in need.
What friendship?
The truth shall prevail.